Today, the whole Catholic Church celebrates the feast of Corpus Christi, the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the reason why we come here Sunday after Sunday. The liturgy of Corpus Christi, the Mass, the Vespers, the hymns, they were all written by the great Dominican Saint Thomas Aquinas. Now, Thomas Aquinas and Saint Bonaventure, a Franciscan, were both commissioned by Pope Urban IV to compose the liturgy of Corpus Christi. It is said that when Bonaventure saw what Thomas had written, he burned his own so it would not even be considered. Now, if you talk to a Franciscan, he probably would say the opposite. So anyway, whatever the case might be, today's feast is one of the most solemn celebrations, for it centers on the author, the founder of the Church, Jesus Christ himself. Now, as we know, human beings have chosen to be remembered in many different ways, some in portraits, others in statues and tombstones. Jesus has chosen simple elements, bread and wine. Now imagine when Jesus sent to his disciples to prepare everything for the Passover, they had no idea, probably, what the menu is going to be. Maybe St. Peter was waiting for a nice piece of lamb. And Jesus said, the menu is already on the table, bread and wine, and maybe a little piece of lamb. Today's feast reminds us that our gathering here for the Eucharist is not some curiosity of the past, but it's the celebration of the very body and blood of Christ. It is, in simple terms, what we are doing here, the very same thing that happened at the Last Supper. We are talking of over 2,000 years. The menu is the same. The gathering is the same. We come in the name of Jesus and with Jesus. So we are doing what actually happened at the Last Supper. Those who have been to the Holy Land, you can visit all these sacred places. But again, I think when you go to the upper room, it's a very simple room, spacious, but simple. You sense something extraordinary happened there. The institution of the Holy Eucharist. The first communion to the disciples of Jesus. First ordination to the priesthood. It all happened in that simple room, where they call it the upper room. So we follow the command of Jesus, do this in memory of me. Whenever we get together to celebrate the Eucharist, we are celebrating the sacrament of unity, unity of the whole church with Christ. Participants are expected to join wholeheartedly. Our presence here makes a difference in our lives. Jesus feeds us with the bread of life. A bystander here will be amazed that with so little bread and wine, a large congregation will be spiritually nourished and indeed satisfied. The Catholic Church has something that other churches don't have. And that brought a lot of people to the Catholic faith, the Holy Eucharist. One priest one time decided to go to different churches on a Sunday to experience what was on. He came home and he felt empty. Why? There was no Eucharist. Scott Hahn, who was a convert to the Catholic Church, he was a minister himself. But when he saw and experienced the Holy Eucharist, he made a decision. He said, "This is it." And he wrote a lot of books about the Eucharist. Now, to explain to unbeliever why we gather here Sunday after Sunday would be most difficult. It's a great mystery beyond the capacity of any human mind to fully understand. And yet we follow blindly, but surely, the words of Jesus, do this in memory of me. For those with faith, Thomas Aquinas says, no explanation is necessary. Sola fides, sufficit, faith is enough. For those without faith, no explanation is possible. But I believe the fact of 2,000 years, over 2,000 years, the Christians kept meeting to celebrate the Eucharist, it's a miracle in itself. We trust Jesus. We hope in Jesus. We know that he is here with us every time we come together. We cannot see him, we cannot touch him, we cannot hear him, but we know, as the early Christians knew, that he is with us. Today, there will be a nice gesture at communion time to utter those beautiful words in your heart, my Lord and my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.